So someday there might be a market glut. We're finding that there are all types of people who are trying to get into agriculture. It's usually the guy with another occupation that really doesn't have to make a living in agriculture. He's usually a doctor or a dentist or a lawyer or a druggist. Some professional who has accumulated quite a lot of money. And, of course, a lot of them are looking for tax shelters. And so it's that type of individual that's getting into agriculture now at this time. It's hard to say whether all of these farms will survive because of the competition and weather factors and levels of management, the financial backing that it takes. It takes quite a lot. At any rate, the people who don't have to depend on it for a living usually get in and get out. And the people who are in it for an occupation stay on and take the bitter with the sweet, you might say. It's hard to really forecast what the future of agriculture is going to be. I think that the labor situation is not going to get any better due to the fact that there are so many government giveaway programs. Our labor here does not have to depend on a farm income now. They can draw a check from the government for welfare and food stamps or anything they want. They really don't. And we have a class of people that are working here that don't have to, that don't feel like they have to work anymore to be fed. And so the efficiency of the farm laborer is getting slimmer all the time. And I really feel like the farm operation that's going to survive in the future is going to be one that's highly mechanized. There are some farming operations who have mechanized quite extensively, like soybeans, cotton, wheat, and a farmer can tend a lot of acres and use machines to harvest the crop and not have to depend on so much labor. In the fruit business, where we have these highly specialized crops, luxury crops that require quite a lot of labor to harvest, I think we're going to be in a bind in the future because the government is raising the minimum wage all the time. And technology has not really come along fast enough to help us out as much as we need. One of the biggest costs is picking the fruit. And it's hard to say when a machine will come along that can do that kind of job and do it efficiently. One of the problems that they have in California, where they have so much fruit, are the labor problems with the unions out there. So far there are no unions operating in agriculture in this section. How long we can hold out before they get here, I don't know. When they do come, I hope that the machines will be available, because I think that the unions eventually will drive some of our people out of agriculture, which could really mean, you see, people have land and they're afraid they could lose it, and they've gambled a lot already with the weather when they plant the crops.